Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds. Last year, about this time, the National Audubon Society devoted an entire issue of their magazine to the topic of Why Do Birds Matter? It included many inspiring answers from authors, ornithologists, and bird enthusiasts of all types. So we've chosen some of our favorite quotes to share with you and brighten up this late winter season. David Sively, author, says, "Birds make any place a chance for discovery. They make a garden seem wild. They are a little bit of wilderness coming into a city park. And for a bird watcher, every walk is filled with anticipation. What feathered jewel might drop out of the sky next?"
Melanie Driscoll, director of bird conservation for the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi Flyway, says, "Birds are important because they keep systems in balance. They pollinate plants, disperse seeds, scavenge carcasses, and recycle nutrients back into the earth. But they also feed our spirits, marking for us the passage of the seasons, moving us to create art and poetry, inspiring us to flight, and reminding us that we are not only on, but of this earth."
Thor Hansen, the author of Feathers, says, "In an age when we experience so much of our world through glass, screens, windows, windshields, birds are a vital connection to the wild. They reach across any barrier, flitting, surprising, and dazzling, always there to refresh my sense of wonder."
Bill McKibben, author and environmental advocate, says, "Birds matter not least because amazing migrations remind us of what an interconnected web we live in, from pole to pole."
Ben Jones, the director of Trinity River Audubon Center, says, "Birds connect me to the rhythm of the natural world. Flocks of cedar waxwings announce winter in a way no calendar can. The meteorologist declares autumn's arrival, but I wait for goldfinch and junco to confirm it. Purple martin scouts arrive, chirping from the telephone wire. Their oily feathers shine in the sun. Spring is here again."
Wes Craven, Hollywood director, has said, "Why do birds matter? Is one of these questions like, what is love, or why are we here, or even, is there a God? Unanswerable, I think, by logic. One could cite facts like, birds eat lots of harmful insects, charm us at our feeders, or challenge us to think about their field marks, molts, and names, both common and scientific. But perhaps the answer lies deeper. Since the beginning, birds have lifted our eyes to the skies. They've shown us we're not gravity's slave, that flight is possible and limitless. It can hover and soar, dive and display, and take us from one end of the planet to the other in a single impossible burst of energy and purpose. Inspiration is the gift birds have given us from the start. But now they give us a question as well. Like the canary in the mine, they hold the planet up to us like a mirror and ask, can you not see that if we pass away soon, you will as well? That's a good question, and since birds pose it, they matter a lot."
Julie Sacco, director of the North Park Village Nature Center, says, "No other creature can transcend Earth, evoke beauty, inspire dreams, and ground us in nature as does even the smallest bird." We hope that you too will think about your own answer to the question, why do birds matter?
We hope you've enjoyed this week's segment. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future programs, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.